Hey there, thank you for joining me again. This is Word for Today. In this episode, I will be giving you one powerful force of dealing with giants. We all have a common enemy, a giant that we will all face at some point or the other in our life's journey. This could be a series of doubts, fears, regrets, pain, sickness, heartbreaks, financial distress, and what have you. You know, most oftentimes, giants are proposed to stop us from reaching our next level. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, there is an account of how David defeated a giant called Goliath, whom the entire army could not face. You know, in that chapter, there was a series of back and forth of exchange of words between David and Goliath. Well, I'll show you verse 45 to 47. David speaking, he says, "You come to me with a sword and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the heart, that all the assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword or spears, but the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." You know, because of David's victory over the giants, the Israel army prevailed against the Philistines and won that battle. We can establish that the giants we come across are big, but are not bigger than the God that is inside of you. Hallelujah. Hear this. The giant in front of you is never bigger than the God inside of you. There is more power in one word from God than all the power of the enemy combined. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Little children, you can be certain that you belong to God and have conquered death. For the one who is living in you is greater than the one who is living in the world." Instead of saying, "God, I've got a big problem," start saying, "Hey, problem, I've got a big God." Remind the devil of his position always, anytime he raises its head against you. Like David, we should have the courage and boldness and believe that God is for us. And whatever giant we are facing in life will not prevail against us. For as long as we know that the God in whom we believe is bigger and greater than any army of giants facing us. Walk up to the giants and let them know that God is the one in charge of your battles and your victory is already settled. Always declare the word of God against any confronting giant in your life. And I see you winning in the battle of life in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'll see you next time on WFT. Keep winning and have an amazing day.